Bob was wondering to me today why you keep making fun of me being a prude. Is there a purpose to
Let's
that?
Say it this way. The clothes get taken off on payday once Carolyn's asleep. What is your motive in giving Carolyn that image?
Oh, it's not an imagery. It's the Dr. Dean is the standard that they should hope to come to a caliber of morals as high as hers. She is separated from anything that would be considered vulgar, and they add vulgarity to it. And it's not a prude, it's the sane one, the good one. Carolyn is the good one. So we would not sully her in any of that conversation. So it's not a prudish position. It's the last bastion of anything decent.
So Ion, even though you encourage and become this, the vulgar conversation, you don't approve of it.
No, it's not about approval. If others disapprove it, they can still embrace Dr. Dean.
So you're saying, okay, Bob's lost. Definitely he's lost. So,
well, you're going to sweep up the dead ones anyway, so that's good for you. You can do something.
So I sweeping up the dead ones, now what would that phrase mean? How do you literally sweep up the dead ones? What does that activity look like?
The electric slide.
Yeah, but the electric slide, that would be showing up every week and eroding even Reverend Stang and everybody else, proving that I was right, is what you're saying.
Electric. You can't see it. It's electric. You got to feel it. It's electric. Ooh, it's shaking. It's electric.
So it's a slide into home plate. Bob slides into home plate, canceling every doubt that anybody had. That's cleaning up the dead one.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Now you can't hold it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there. Yeah, here, there, everywhere. I got to move. I'm going on a party ride. I got to groove, groove, groove. And from this music, I just can't hide. Are you coming with me? Come. Let me take you on a party ride. I'll teach you, teach you, teach you. I'll teach you the electric slide. Come say
oh,
mystic. Yeah. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. You can't resist it. It's electric. You can't do without it. It's electric.
Look that up, Carolyn. See what lyrics. Do you care to tell us, Ian, or we'd look up the lyrics and figure out what that song?
Let's try it one more time. The electric slide.
Look up electric slide as a song title, Carolyn. What? You didn't need to be told, Carolyn? The little girl. The moral girl. The standard of sanity.
Marsha Griffith. Electric slide.
Now we got to get a date on that. Okay, so Bob's electric slide, electric erosion.
Oh, and it's a dance. You can learn that dance. That would be good for you. Make a YouTube of that, Bob.
Okay, here's the situation between power, electricity, and energy. Each one of them has like a dozen different subtypes. Energy, the kinetic, potential, mechanical, mechanical wave, chemical, electric, magnetic, radiant, nuclear.
Here comes everybody.
Ionization, elastic, gravitational, intrinsic, thermal, and heat. And then same with power goes into the mathematics, the physics, the computing, the social sciences, on and on and on. They just use it as a term for everything. Electricity, electric power, and is sort of the main thing, but then there's static electricity and disambiguation. So is it the incredible breadth of definitions that you're talking about?
Well, what we're trying to say is that you don't know.
Right.
You have to have
but we don't need to know.
They use it for everything.
But correct. And so therefore, because of Bob's meme, however androidish, he's got it to a point where now those words don't mean anything. And you have electricity, you don't even know what it is. Now you have a working pure electricity, real power that for the first time that you can define, because this is different than other power. Regular electricity defines like this. well, this electricity is not even electricity. It's a whole new thing. You must come up with a new word for its power source, because if you say it's electricity, they don't know what it is. If they say it's power, it's a million things, types and times and things, rabbits through the stumps. So your mission, should you choose to engage it, is to come up with a new, correct application or applicable association with cold clay is a generator of, and then put on the blank.
Abundance for everyone.
Yeah, that's it.
So electricity will be known as everyone?
No, abundance for everyone.
But,
abundance.
Abundancing.
You have another choice?
No, we like that one. We're thinking
like,
of that one, abundance.
Would you like to buy a vowel?
To bow a vowel count?
Buy a vowel. To create another word.
Abandoned.
Abundance.
So we made up cellulose, which didn't take, and nobody ever learned that one, unless it's going to happen later. So we got to come up with a new word for who? Who are we doing this for? Ion, why do we have to come up with a word? Why can't we remain in the mystery land?
You can, but that's not the point. You wanted co-play for everybody. You wanted to be able to provide to the world. You wanted to change everything. And you wanted your name on the invitation. So you need to come up with a working definition of what co-play creates. If you sold me a Coldplay device, you would sell me a device that produces blah.
Right.
Oomph. Kind of
abundance.
Oomph. Dynamism.
Would you
liveliness.
Like to buy a vowel? Okay, Carolyn's working on it. Good. What's another word that would mean power?
Control, influence, authority, supremacy, rule. Command, clout, muscle, sway, dominance, dominion, sovereignty, powerless.
See, you're talking about an effect that you take back your power. So you take back your abundance. You take back your eternity. You know, what level? Do you have to say a technical thing? You take back your sodium chloride squared. This is run by sodium chloride squared. Are we looking for a material statement?
No. We're looking for a one sense. Power, electricity, and energy is everything, so therefore it's nothing. Coldplay can't be known by those things because that means it would be nothing. So far,
ascension.
From the table, it's everything. Ascension. Okay, use words around ascension. What are power words regarding ascension?
Godlike.
No, look at your synonym scale.
Yeah. Rise, ascend, mounting, climb, scaling, surmounting, moving up,
a mountain.
Traveling up.
It's a mountain.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you're buying a mountain.
There aren't any other words that fill in for ascension.
No,
make
that's
a new
what
word. Make a new word. Make a new word then, Bob.
Oh, make a totally new word. Oh,
okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But we're saying we asked you to go into those words, and you did, and you found out, just as we already knew, that it was all everything, so it was nothing. And what mm-hmm. you have is something. And so, therefore, that could have a catchy, clever, correct, new way of calling. For example, they used to have a motor car. Now they have an electric car. Still has a motor in it, but it's an electric car. It's a Tesla.
Now we'll move it forward a little bit.
Even between worlds.
How about what was that term? The fragmentation, reunification. So it sounds like, you know, you should have a bit of a technical term in there. I mean, if you just say enlightenment, this is caused by enlightenment, which is true.
Instead of juice, we could spell it J-E-W-S and call it Jews.
Yeah.
We got Jews. We plugged in with the Jews.
Oh, so we're going to say we got something.
Well, there was a sentence that if you bought or sold me, Coldplay, it would be a device that produces... And you're spilling in the blank.
No, but you just said if you caught me, M-E, meaning ion?
Meaning if you, anybody. If, you, if you're selling, we were speaking to us, so we said to Joe Blow, me, whoever me is, fill in the blank.
Tell him what he's buying.
Yes, there's a Coldplay. If you're selling to anyone, including me, you'd say this Coldplay device is responsible for producing blah.
Slack. It is slack. That's
slack,
the
okay.
word.
Yeah, okay. That is a good word.
Stang would be pleased about that. Okay, Carol, back to this word, slack. Wait, are we allowed to use it? They didn't copyright slack.
No.
So we're literally fulfilling, I always said he's John the Baptist, so we're fulfilling his vision. He just doesn't get any credit for it.
How about try this on electron ionization?
Electron ionization. We're ionizing electrons. And I see that's what ion was. That's why you called yourself ion. Ion is the not known particle. The moving into new matter involves noticing the ion more, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
How about putting electronic ionization slack?
Electronic ionization of slack.
That's a good one. You like that, Ion?
And for the scientific people, we could just say electronic ionization, and then we could add of slack.
Yeah, for the humanists. Mm-hmm. But, Carolyn, it's electronic ionization now.
But that's only after Dr. Dean goes to bed.
Yes, that's only the slack. We had the slack after Dr. D's gone to bed, even though she coined it. Dr. D coined it. She actually came up with it. Unbelievable.
See, that's like the being prudish, those Church of God women with the dresses. They went all the way to the floor and never could show their ankles because it was exposing their bodies. They're the ones that had all the children.
They were fucking like rabbits all the time.
They're the ones that had all the babies. So they came out of work.
So Carolyn has a... sticks up her nose to the Church of Slack for 40 years and all of a sudden comes around the bend and beats Bob by a nose and names it Slack, where I could have done that, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the electronic ionization is like squaring the ion, Carolyn.
You'll buy Coldplay at the Slack.
Slack. Do they own that word? They don't own that word. No, they don't. Do you see the ion, Carolyn? We're electrifying the ion. That's like squaring the ion. Ion? Can you dig that? Squaring the ion?
It's more than squaring it.
It's quadrupling or cubing. What would you, hexadding? Octadding? What would you like to say?
Maybe like a field ion.
Yeah, but we were talking about, so it's not a, it's, no. Cubing, is it cubing, quadrupling? Fiving, sixing, sevening? What is it if it's not squaring? Field ion?
Mm-hmm.
Fielding? So we're talking about squaring. So field ion is your term for more than squaring ion.
Mm-hmm.
Not a verb. Field ion. Electronification, electrifying field ions? Or see, where do you put the word field?
It's the type of what you're doing to it, like squared instead of squared, it's field.
Okay, so we create a field ion by electronification of the ion, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
And that essentially produces slack.
Electron ionization.
Electron ionization. Does that give a key role to the electron?
Good.
You got ionization, you put electron in front of it, electron ionization. Can we use that as a term on our payday? Can we start to popularize it?
You want to?
Yeah, you want to, Carol? We coined the word? Electron ionification. What Bert's trying to understand. And so we say,
for you knowing how to pronounce it.
No, no, you're really blurbly. Say that again.
It's electron ionization.
Is electron ionization one word?
No, two.
So what you say, there's no power. Power does not define it. Electricity does not define it. Energy does not define it. The phrase electron ionization defines the new... The new what? Energy, power, what was the third term, Carolyn? Energy, power, electricity.
Slack.
The new abundance.
Slack.
The new slack. All right, very good. Well,
or spank. It might be spank. Maybe it's spank or slack.
Yes, yeah, spank is S-P-A-N-K-S.
Yeah.
S-P. I've heard of that before. So we rub it in Stank's face by saying that they were John the Baptist. As much as he does not want to be John the Baptist, he's going to have to accept that.
Now, his finger's still in the Ottoman temple in the copy.
His finger's still in there?
John the Baptist.
Now, what's interesting that in the Book of the Subgenius, they do say that Dobbstown is in Malaysia, Carolyn. And that's where Kuala Lumpur is. That's where the Chinese are. They got pretty close putting us in Malaysia. Would you agree with that, Ion?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Carol.
Electronic ionization.
No, it's electron.
No,
so,
well,
Ion, what you
prefer? What we first said was electronic ionization of slack.
Okay, Ion, do you agree with that, or do you prefer electron ionization? You named it.
We don't prefer. Y'all choose. Pick it as you want it.
Well, electron ionization emphasizes the electron. Electronic is another nebulous thing that refers to electricity, Carolyn.
Yeah, that's true.
So why don't we say electron ionization?
Yeah.
I mean electrons are particles or something they claim they know of, right?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah, electron ionization.